Hello, and welcome to this podcast. I know I fucking say this every time, like, what to do these on, but I'm just going to go from how I'm feeling today, and yeah, essentially, that's it. I wanted to talk about a little bit with acceptance of one's circumstance, which is something I feel like I've been dealing with a lot this year. Again, like, I'm just talking about, like, random shit. Like, this is just, like, what my podcast is just me talking about random shit. Like, that's, and I can only offer what I can offer, and that's it. If you don't want to watch it, you don't have to, and that's fine. But, yeah. I wanted to talk about, as I said, acceptance of your circumstance and almost grieving certain things comes with acceptance, stuff like that. The reason I wanted to talk about this is I was thinking a lot recently, which I normally don't do. Like, I normally don't ever think about this, like, to be honest, ever. So the fact that this came to mind, I was like, this is interesting. Like, I should tap into this a little bit more and just follow this. I was thinking, honestly, about, like, my upbringing and my childhood and things like that. And I normally don't really think about that. I, like, literally just, I think most people just, like, move on and just don't ever look back. And I certainly did that, where I just never felt the need to reminisce. I don't really reminisce and, like, think of, like, the past and, like, just, like, ruminate. Like, I just don't do that. I think a lot of people that watch this podcast, and a lot of people in general in the world, just have dysfunctional families or broken homes or whatever falls under that category of just an unstable household. Every family is dysfunctional, like, to a degree, but some are obviously worse than others. And some never have any stability, or some have, like, a complete void of a parent or whatever. I've spent, like, a lot of my life just, this is how I dealt with, like, my experience growing up, and which was basically to just pretend like everything was fine. And I did that for a really long time, and I think that's really common, to just, you know, like, this isn't gonna affect me. Who thinks shit's gonna affect them? Not me. I was like, I'm fine. Like, this is, like, I'm resilient. Like, this is not going to affect me. But the thing is, like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, you're, like, a sponge, and you're just, like, who you are is crafted, like, a huge portion due to how you were as a kid, and just, like, the molding that took place, the love you didn't have or the love you did have, and it makes you who you are, and it makes you, it gives you your beliefs on yourself, and it just shapes you. And I would have been a completely different person if I had a completely different life. A little bit. I would be different. I don't think I'd be completely different. There'd be some things that just for sure will always be there. But so that's what I did, was just go out with my friends on the weekends and just not care about anything and just move on and just kind of dissociated from my family. I've mentioned on TikTok that I didn't talk to my family members, and I have. I didn't talk to my dad for the first, this was the first family member I didn't talk to, was my dad. When I was 8th grade, I think, he did something, I've mentioned this before, I mentioned that he did something bad around that age, and, like, to where I was just like, no. Like, I never, maybe when I was young, like, I don't know if I can make the, I don't even think I, when I was young, because my, I was going to say, I don't think I ever wanted my dad's approval. And I was thinking if that was true, like, if I could say that, because I don't know if that's true. But I can remember as early as 5, my mom always telling me that I, like, just would always call out my dad or whatever. And this isn't going to be about him. And it's more so, like, whatever, my family in general, and just, like, how I chose to deal with it up until now, and, like, what, like, I've kind of learned about myself in doing so, and, like, what has helped me kind of move on and just accept as they are. So, yeah, I didn't talk to him for 3 years, I think, around eighth grade. And the first time I actually did talk to him again was when my sister was going to college and he wasn't going to pay for her college. And I got on the phone with him and I was like, you're going to pay for my sister's college. Like, fuck you. Like, I was just like, give me the phone. And that was the first time I talked to him. So that was like my first introduction into dissociating from a family member, where I just was, he was dead to me, like literally dead to me. And I didn't even think about him, didn't care, moved on. Like, at least I thought I did mentally. So that is the way my personality chooses to deal with pain is just like, fuck you, you're dead to me. Like, I don't know. It's like some part of me that doesn't really care about blood. It's like, I don't, if you're mean to me, if you're like not a nice person, I just don't care. Like, you're bye. Like, that's just how I am, apparently. So then it was my, this is going to, I sound fucking crazy, but I'm just going to be honest. Then it was my mom. I didn't talk to my mom when I moved to LA. Me and my mom were never really close growing up. She was, I don't know. I have a very complicated relationship with my mom where I think she's a good person. I do. But I just, I think she just didn't take the role of being a mom to heart. And that's fine. You know, like I have a lot of friends and a lot of peers in my life with like fucked up family situations. Fucked up. Like, it's just like truly a privilege to not have that, or to have like two parents that like love you so much and like maybe they're still together, or even if they're divorced, like just two parents that are like just want to make sure you're doing okay and like want to like are invested in your life and like want you to succeed and they check in on you, and you know, like that is a privilege. And I really look at it as such, and I don't like, obviously certain things can make anybody sad, but it's more so like I'm aware that like this reality of like not having like support emotionally or whatever is common. Like, that's my point. It's like, I know this is like, this is the reality for most of us, you know, is some sort of unfulfillment within our family. So by that, I'm okay with this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in a way, I'm just like, whatever. So me and my sister both have a complicated relationship with our mom. And yeah, I don't fucking know. It makes me uncomfortable to even talk about. And I guess like it's easier for me to talk about my dad because it's so black and white. But my mom is just like more complex, and I don't know. But essentially what I'm getting at is like I ran away from all of my pain and all of my issues. I didn't even think I had any. I thought I was fine. I was so happy. Like, I was like cynical and whatever, but I was like, I could go out and like go out on the weekends and have fun, and I would just forget about my life. And that was like fine, fun for me and whatever. But something I realized recently, and this is kind of why I wanted to talk about this, is the aspect of grief and like holding on to grief. And what that actually is like the like absence of acceptance. So for me, what I realized in therapy actually is that I, throughout my life, didn't just move on and didn't just, like, wasn't just this resilient thing that, like, figured it out, even though I thought I did, you know? Like, I think, like, it just, it feels like you figured it out. Like, that's the best way to explain it. Like, it just feels like I'm unaffected by this. Like, I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to talk to you. And I didn't talk to, like, all members of my family at one point because I just, out of sight, out of mind, and I just flipped the switch in my head and I just never thought about it again. Like, truly. I would love to say like I it ate me up or something, but it didn't. It like truly, I like never thought about it again. It was like some off switch in my mind that I could do. So, but then I realized like, and I kind of talk about this in on TikTok and like in different podcasts, but the aspect of it always comes back to your family, I think. Healing does. It always comes back to that. And it's so fucking annoying. Like, I would love, I've said this to my psychiatrist, I was like, I would love to be able to heal and to be like a better person without having to like make up with my family. Like, tell me any way I can do it without having to do that. And he's like, okay. And that's what I'm doing. Cause my dad's a different story, but my mom, I've tried like my whole life. We've gone to therapy together as a family, and like it just, we've never actually gotten anywhere. Like she's always stayed in the same spot, and it's at this point just I'm like frustrated. My psychiatrist said that I was holding on to grief, and I was like, grief? What do you mean? Like, how am I, like, no one died like in my family, how am I holding on to grief? And he gave me a book on grief and things like that, and essentially I found it very interesting the way he kind of unpacked this of, and it made me realize this is, can't just be me, because I think a lot of us are like mourning the loss of parents or family, specifically parents, I would say. But like, if a parent wasn't there for you or wasn't there at all or was just absent, you know, every kid, it doesn't matter who you are, wants a mom and a dad, you know? And you want, like, that's even in the animal kingdom, you know? This is just how we are wired, and it's so deep in our DNA and our wiring to want that and to need that and to have that be kind of the ideal, I guess. But if you don't have that, if you don't truly, truly accept that, like I didn't, I just ran away from it. I actually avoided it. Avoidance is like a huge part of how I deal with my pain. I'm an avoider. I'm an avoider of a lot of things. I avoid everything. And I didn't think of it as avoiding. I thought of it as moving on. So if you did that and never actually dealt with certain things, you actually carry like a good amount of grief, you know, for those losses that you didn't have and then you didn't truly accept that you didn't have. I find myself now like from time to time like still wanting, like, for instance, my mom to change and to, for her to want to be like close to me and like wanting that. And I need to stop, you know, I need to stop wanting a different result, because the truth is you can't change people. And it's a lack of acceptance is what I'm stuck in, you know, it's like this kind of gray area where I'm like wanting something else, but I keep going for the same thing and getting the same results back and assuming something else is going to happen, which is crazy. So what else do I have to do? Which is accept. And that is hard, because to accept that I'm never going to have that and really accept it, you know, like, that's sad. It's, and you have to grieve it. You have to grieve it as if like someone died, you know, like you have to grieve the life like you'll never have, or like the relationship you'll never have. And who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? So I feel like most of us don't. I say most of us, maybe I'm projecting, because I didn't. So who knows? You guys maybe probably did that. I don't fucking know, but I didn't. And I kind of stayed this, like, kid that just, like, wants a different result from her parents and is mad and is just, like, wanting something, you know? And for the first time, like, this year, I'm truly just accepting my life and grieving the things I never will have. And it's been, like, I think the mom thing, like, has been a lot harder for me than I thought. I think, like, moms are different. And I think, too, like, just because I want to be such a good mom and stuff, that it, like, extra stings, you know? Because I, not to get, like, sad, but oh my god, I literally said I would never cry, and this is the first tear that's fallen. Normally I just get my eyes water. Fucking Christ. But fucking, so, like, for me specifically, I just, like, always thought about my kids and stuff. I think a lot of girls feel that way, you know, like this strong maternal need or whatever, and I definitely have that, like, in spades. Like, I just have such a strong, like, sense of, like, living for my kids and stuff like that. I've always said that, and I just really, like, am so honed in on that. So it was always so confusing for me, I think, like, not getting what I would give, you know? And it's not my, like, mom's fault or whatever. It's just who she is. And I have to accept that. Like, and if I don't, like, I just stay this, which is, like, sad. And I stay this, like, thing that, like, just almost immature and just, like, wanting, like, I, like, yeah. And so I've had to say to myself, like, you have to grieve this. And I never looked at it as grieving, but it's true. I think I grieved my dad's side a long time ago. I think, again, like, I literally, like, each fucking year, I realize, like, how, like, much, like, I don't know what I'm fucking doing, like, all the time. Like, so I literally, like, I say that, but I'm just like, who fucking knows? Like, seriously, like, maybe that's gonna come up, like, and who fucking knows? Like, I'm gonna fucking fuck. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And it's like living with a broken heart, you know? And, like, my psychiatrist said that, and I can see that, like, feeling in me, and I don't want that anymore. I think I've done it, you know? And true maturity, which is something I want, you know, and I'm so not there. Like, literally, I'm so immature in so many ways. It's insane. But I do want to grow up, and I want to be a complete person, and I don't want to be the girl that's, like, mad at her mom for not being what she wanted her to be, and just accepting her for who she is, and maybe being, like, a mother figure to her, you know? Like, that's kind of what happens as life goes on and people get older, and it's just hard. But the reason I wanted to share this was kind of open, like, your mind up to the idea of maybe, like, again, like, everyone's life is different, you know? Like, no one's, like, a carbon copy of the same thing. Like, that's just not going to happen. But I think a lot of us have voids, in our lives. And it's almost to raise the question of if you're holding on to grief and if you are living with like a broken heart that's never been mended, of just this like void of love and what that can do to you over time and what that means. And yeah, it's just something that's like really opened my mind, where I'm like, I have grief, apparently. Like, I have grief, and that's okay. And I need to, like, push through that and just grieve. And that's cool with me. So, yeah. And the older I get, I guess, like, I'm coming to even acceptance of, like, I don't know. I think I can live a lot in denial or in my imagination to the point where, like, I, like, sorry, like, to the point where I deny my own life. It's like my life happens. Like, I have a sister and I have a dad and a mom. That's technically, like, my immediate family. And then I have two younger sisters with my stepmom and my dad, like, half-sisters. But, like, in simpler terms, I can see that. Like, I can acknowledge that that is my life, technically. But I don't feel that. Like, it's this, like, denial where I don't know. It's like I live in this, like, imaginary situation in my head that's not real. Like, it's just this. And I don't even, it's not even consciously, I'm consciously doing this. It's like, it's just how I experience life. And I think it's part of my dissociation, to be honest. And I'm honing in more on dissociation, just realizing like how much worse I knew it was. But yeah, I don't know. I've just realized I've struggled a lot with acceptance. And I've actually never really accepted anything. And I just brushed everything under the rug and told myself I didn't need anything. I don't need a mom. I don't need a dad. I don't need a sister. I don't need anything. And I dissociated so far from them to the point where I didn't even feel like I was someone's kid. Like, I didn't feel like I was the daughter of somebody. I didn't. And I still kind of don't, to be honest. And I know that's like my dissociation. But it's just interesting. Like, just seeing the way I chose to deal with shit and like where it brought me. Like, to this kind of like one entity person that like isn't close with her family and just like, I don't know. It's just interesting to me. Of the lengths the mind goes to protect itself. And then dealing with that afterwards. It's like shit happens when you're young. And then you deal with it in this way. And it's unconscious to you. And then you grow up. And then you realize, oh shit, I have some problems like that I need to figure out. Because there's certain things getting in the way of functioning normally. And then you realize there are these, like, deep things. I don't want to live with grief anymore. And it's, even when I just said that, like, a part of me is just like, you're still going to do it, though. Like, in my head. Because it's hard. Almost like sadness and, like, pain and suffering is, like, addictive. You know, it's like you get so comfortable in, like, feeling like shit that, like, you just want to stay there. Like, part of me is just like, why don't you just stay here? Why don't you just fester in this sad, like, part of your heart? Like, it's just weird. It's, like, addicting. And it's so much harder to be happy. And it's so much harder to claw your way out of it. It's just hard. But this version of myself, this kind of like sad whatever, and I didn't even realize I was sad. I didn't even realize till this year, because I didn't think I was. I didn't think anything was wrong. And then I just started getting sad all the time. and like out of my control sadness. And that's when it all kind of caught up to me of like, you need to deal with this. Like, you're really sad. And that's fine. And it doesn't consume me. And I don't allow it to, unless it does, you know. But it's basically the decision to grow up and to choose the path of most resistance, which is the path to acceptance of one's circumstance, radical acceptance. I have a sticky note in my closet that says, oh, let me get it. These are the two sticky notes that I have. They're so lame, but but they actually help me. Wisdom begins only when one takes things as they are. And real liberation comes from not glossing over or repressing painful states of feeling, but only from experiencing them to the full. Just reminders, because I don't fucking do that. So, ever. Like, naturally at all. So, yeah. This was hard for me to do. It might be easier for other people, but it was really hard for me to do, and I still haven't done it. So, to be honest, I'm just in the pursuit, and this is a video I'm filming within this pursuit of doing this. So I'm neither at the beginning or the end. I'm in the middle, and I'm just working it all out in my head, and I'm expressing the thoughts going through my head while I'm doing it that have helped me and have like shed some light on like what's actually happening and what I'm actually feeling. And that's okay, you know. Life is suffering, and I always say that, and love makes it worth it, to be honest. So, yeah. And acceptance doesn't mean the pain's going to go away. It will always be accessible. And I was talking to my friend last night, actually, who recently lost her mom, and we were talking about pain and just how it will always be there. And I remember talking to my grandma and my mom. They were in LA, and I started fucking crying at this sushi restaurant because I was in such a vulnerable state that day, like that week. And my grandma asked me like if I was okay, and I just started fucking crying. And she, which is like, I always get teary eyed, but I swear to God. I never cry. Like, it sounds so fucking, like, such a fucking lie. But I swear I am not a crier. But this day I did cry, and they asked me what was wrong. And I just said, I think I'm just in pain. And I think that life is just living with pain. Because it is. Like, it's not like it just goes away. Like, it's everyone's going to lose their parents, for instance. Like, everyone's going to have that loss. That is so painful. So regardless if you've never experienced any adversity or any loss or any neglect or whatever, and you've been very blessed and fortunate, like, you, I'm sure, have experienced pain. And I'm sure, like, in some way. And if not, you will, which is unfortunate, but it's true. And I said that to my mom and grandma, and they both were just like, yeah, that's true. Like, my grandma had lost her husband, my grandpa, and my mom has her own pain for her own reasons. And then I was talking to my friend last night who lost her mom, and it's just like, yeah, like, my pain is always going to be there. But it's about not, like, living every day with a broken heart. The pain still exists, and I will never have this, and I will never have this, and whatever. And but you can at least not try to fight that and accept it. It's like very Buddhist, you know, accept one as they are and just, yeah. My best friend in the whole world lost both of her parents at a very young age. And I look up to her so much because she's like this, like, beacon of light. Oh my fucking God. I can't fucking do this. I'm like, but she is. Like, I sound so lame. I don't even care. But she's literally like, she's like, she doesn't make any sense. Like, she has experienced so much pain in her life and so much suffering and loss and abuse, and she's just this like beam of light. Like, she's this like resilient, like bubbly, like angel. And I look up to her because she's just like so fucking cool. And she, I think, is like, we're in each other's lives for a reason, because I think she is in my life to teach me that I don't know. So much. She's in my life to teach me perspective and resilience and strength. She taught me to never complain about my life. And I'll talk about it, and I'll be candid, and I'll say, you know, be as truthful as I possibly can. And, but just to, you know, it could always be worse. And she taught me that. And she taught me that to not hold on to things and to accept and move on. And it's okay to have bad days or whatever. But, yeah, her name is Sophie, by the way, and she's the best ever, and yeah, I love her. She is on a spiritual journey into Buddhism. I hope I'm saying that right. She, and something she taught me with like kind of her interest into it, pain is nor good or bad, it just is. And you've probably heard that. I've heard similar things, and I like it, that take, you know, of just, it's acceptance. It's all kind of acceptance. And that's kind of the key to it all. It's helped me in times of like suffering, of just like, this is nor negative or positive. It's just simply pain. It's just simply pain. And that's okay. It's all right. We're going to survive. Listen, I'm not an expert on anything. I'm just like a girl that like has my own life and experiences it in the way I experience it and like share my thoughts on it. And that's it. That's all I'm claiming to be. And seriously. So, yeah. I hope this was helpful in some way. It really opened my eyes. And I have a feeling there's a lot of people that live with kind of this broken heart and they don't even know it. Because you're not, who the fuck's thinking about that? Like, I didn't look at it in that kind of term, you know? But it's true. And that's okay. And there's so many versions of that. Like having a spouse that dies. That's a heartbreak. Or having your parents not be there. That's a heartbreak. And the list goes on. But I choose to no longer live in this addiction to sadness anymore. You can quote me. Like, legit. I need to get over this. I wish I could sit here and say, like, I'm really good at accepting things, so I could have some sort of being like, I accepted this and this is how my life changed in an amazing way. But the truth is I'm just figuring out how to do that. Like, there's other things, like, maybe, like, I'm, like, could, like, it's just, I'm literally didn't do this at all. And, yeah. And I'm realizing that I didn't do it. But, yeah. Anyways, that concludes my podcast on this topic. I hope this makes sense. I know every single podcast I ends with, I hope this makes sense. But I seriously do. And yes. Anyways, goodbye, and I will see you next week.